Today we meditate. Of course, we deliberately chose the short version of it because we all are familiar with the long version, the 5 and the 10 and so forth, the 2, that the Lord gives to his servants. Of course, this particular man is God. And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to think of it that way, has left us at the Ascension and gone on a quote-unquote journey. But he has given us our gifts, and that's what the talents are for. Now, many people think, well, this one can sing and this one can play the guitar or the organ. That's not what talents means. It was a particular coin. And he gave to each according to his ability. Not everybody receives the same gifts. Some people have many, many gifts. Some people are geniuses. Some people are very stupid, to be blunt. Each receives according to his or her ability. But each receives. And each one must do the best he or she can with what God has given him. And so we have the first one who doubled what God had given him. And God was very pleased with him. And the second one also doubled what God had given to him. But the third one, and it's not in this reading, but it is in the longer version, the third one is like some people. They are afraid of their own shadow, and he goes and buries it underground in a handkerchief to wait till the master returns. And the master is very angry at him. And of course, God is not pleased when he gives us different gifts and we do not use them. Some people bury their gifts and never use them. And they waste their lives and not do anything with what God has given to them. And of course, these readings are very appropriate because this, in a sense, is the last Sunday of the year. Next Sunday, in this rite, we will have the Feast of Christ the King, which we already celebrated in the Gregorian rite on the last Sunday of October. So this, in a sense, is the last Sunday. And that means that we are duplicating, replicating in our spiritual life, in our liturgical life, the history of mankind. And so we are coming close to the end. That is what it means. And so we prepare for the judgment. And each and every one of us must prepare for our own personal judgment and for the general judgment. Of course, this month of October and November, we have been celebrating the souls in purgatory, as well as the saints in heaven. They have already received their reward. Now, of course, the saints in heaven are in so much happiness and bliss that we cannot even imagine it. The souls in purgatory are paying for what they did not pay. They were the ones who buried the talent. They didn't necessarily do anything bad, but they wasted their time. They wasted their gifts. They did not do anything with them. God demands to be repaid. Now, of course, we don't even mention the others, and they're not mentioned here either, because those who waste everything and at the same time do evil, think evil thoughts, speak evil words, and are involved in conniving and carrying on, and then do evil things, they are condemned by their own actions to eternal hell, from which no one, not even God, not even the mediatrix of all graces, which she still is, can take them out of hell. They are forever in hell. But you and I have a chance. What are we doing with the gifts that God gave us? I can't answer for you. I can answer for myself. And even though lately I have been sickly, I still do a lot of things. And hopefully we'll be able to do much more soon. And I don't waste too much time. Even the time when I rest is not a waste, because I have to rest from my body, which is weak and burdened. And the same thing for you. Rest is part of the way God designed things. On the seventh day, He rested. 6 days. 6 days in the week you have to do everything you need to do. The seventh day is the day of God, the day of rest. And of course, many people still do not realize it. And they go shopping and do this and do that on Sunday. I don't even shop online on Sunday, because that's still shopping. And that violates the law of God. We need to do the will of God all the time, at all times. And so we need to be like these good servants who have used our time, who have used our gifts or talents, if you want to call them that, well. And then the Lord will say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities, great joys. Come, share your master's joy." That is, come into the heavenly realm where you shall share your master's joy. And this is something for which we need to pray all the time. To do the will of God, to avoid hell, and to go to heaven. That is our main preoccupation in this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.